Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Morton. The Grand Marais Art Colony celebrates the 21st annual Grand Marais Arts Festival this weekend. The festival has its roots back in the 70s. It was the Lutzen Art Fair, also a juried fair, but has moved and grown to the center of town, block off the streets, art workshop, and sale extravaganza with music and fun for the whole family. This annual festival is put on by the Minnesota's oldest art colony, started almost 65 years ago as the Outdoor School of Painting, a project of MCAD, the Minneapolis School of Art and Design. It soon became an independent entity known as the Grand Marais Arts Colony. I spoke with their events coordinator, Kirsty Vick, about the Arts Festival.
This is the 21st annual Arts Festival. And it started many years ago as a smaller festival down in Lutzen as a kind of mellow, laid-back kind of thing, and it's transitioned and moved over the last couple of years to downtown Grand Marais. We block off the streets and open it up. We have over 75 artists exhibiting this year, a variety of different media from print to sculpture to glass artists and more, pottery, jewelry, all the good stuff. We have a couple different musicians playing throughout the weekend. We have a couple of local artists. Michael Monroe, who is he plays flute and I think rock and blues reggae sounds, will be playing on both Saturday and Sunday. And then Breanne Morrison, he plays kind of a blues guitar, will be playing on Sunday morning. And then we also have some other musicians that will be playing, you know, throughout the weekend. And then something that we're doing this year that's new to the Grand Marais Festival is we're going to have hourly artist demonstrations and talks in each of the booths. We have about 13 different artists who will be doing scheduled demonstrations, and we also have a couple of artists who will be doing lectures about their artistic process and their style. We're really excited. The artists are thrilled to be asked to do this. They are super excited and jazzed. So it's the first year we've done this, so we'll see how it goes, but it's going to be really awesome.
Well, I think lastly, I'd really want to cover just a little bit about the Grand Marais Arts Colony.
It started in 1947 as the Outdoor School of Painting and has morphed over the years. And we moved into the Art Colony building, which is an old Catholic church in the 60s. And we now offer classes from visual arts to ceramics to glass, printmaking, and beyond, as well as host several exhibits throughout the year in the building here. And it's located up on 120 West 3rd Street in Grand Marais, so two blocks up from the harbor. We're just very excited about this show. We think that the new artist lecture part is going to be a huge bonus to the show. Also, on Friday night, we're doing a meet-and-greet soiree party at Sievertson Gallery from 7 to 9, which will be followed by a luminary experience in the Harbor Park in Grand Marais, which will be fire dancers spinning fire on the waterfront. And that's going to be open to the public, and it's free to attend and participate in.
More information about this weekend's Grand Marais Arts Festival is at kumd.org under Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. To subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast, click on Audio Archives and Podcasts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.